Ezekiel, chapter 44. Then he brought me back by the way of the outer gate of the sanctuary, which looks toward the east, and it was shut. And Yahweh said to me, This gate will be shut, it will not be opened, neither will any man enter in by it, for Yahweh, the God of Israel, has entered in by it, therefore it will be shut. As for the prince, he will sit in it as prince to eat bread before Yahweh, he will enter by the way of the porch of the gate, and will go out by the way of the same. Then he brought me by the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked and saw that the glory of Yahweh filled the house of Yahweh, and I fell on my face. And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, mark well, and look with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of Yahweh, and all its laws, and mark well the entrance of the house, with every egress of the sanctuary. And you will say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, O you house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your disgusting behaviors. In that you have brought in foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to profane it, even my house, when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant, to add to all your disgusting behaviors. And you have not kept the charge of my holy things, but you have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, No foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, will enter into my sanctuary, of any foreigners who are among the sons of Israel. But the Levites who went far from me, when Israel went astray, who went astray from me after their idols, they will bear their iniquity. Yet they will be ministering in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the house, and ministering in the house, they will slay the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they will stand before them to minister to them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel, therefore I have lifted up my hand against them, says the sovereign Yahweh, and they will bear their iniquity. And they will not come near to me, to execute the office of priest to me, nor to come near to any of my holy things, to the things that are most holy, but they will bear their shame, and the disgusting things that they have done. Yet I will make them keepers of the charge of the house, for all its service, and for all that will be done in it. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel went astray from me, they will come near to me to minister to me, and they will stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the sovereign Yahweh. They will enter into my sanctuary, and they will come near to my table, to minister to me, and they will keep my charge. And it will be that, when they enter in at the gates of the inner court, they will be clothed with linen garments, and no wool will come upon them, while they minister in the gates of the inner court, and inside. They will have linen tires on their heads, and will have linen breeches on their loins, they will not gird themselves with anything that causes sweat. And when they go forth into the outer court to the people, they will put off their garments in which they minister, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they will put on other garments, that they do not sanctify the people with their garments. Neither will they shave their heads, nor allow their locks to grow long, they will only cut off the hair of their heads. Neither will any of the priests drink wine, when they enter into the inner court. Neither will they take for their wives a widow, nor her who is put away, but they will take virgins of the seed of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. And they will teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and cause them to discern between the unclean and the clean. And in a controversy they will stand to judge, according to my ordinances they will judge it, and they will keep my laws and my statutes in all my appointed feasts, and they will hallow my Sabbaths. And they will go in to no dead of man to defile themselves, but for father, or for mother, or for son, or for daughter, for brother, or for sister who has had no husband, they may defile themselves. And after he is cleansed, they will reckon to him 7 days. And in the day that he goes into the sanctuary, into the inner court, to minister in the sanctuary, he will offer his sin offering, says the sovereign Yahweh, and they will have an inheritance, I am their inheritance, and you will give them no possession in Israel, I am their possession. They will eat the meal offering, and the sin offering, and the trespass offering, and every devoted thing in Israel will be theirs. And the first of all the first fruits of everything, and every oblation of everything, of all your oblations, will be for the priest, you will also give to the priests the first of your dough, to cause a blessing to rest on your house. The priests will not eat of anything that dies of itself, or is torn, whether it is bird or beast.